Ghostly Talk!
And that's my cue to say, broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on Mother's Day, May 11th, 2008.
You're awful chipper for a guy who's been up all night.
I know, I'm totally devoid of sleep.
Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things that are paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
And I can't wait to hear the Alien Excess coming up right after I read this tonight. Todd Sheets from Nightwatch Radio drops in to warm us up for the Waverly Hills Sanatorium investigation, which I think is sold out, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Chad Lambert. Oh, Chad Lambert is back.
It's been a while since we talked
about his new project. And finally, a very special discussion with my favorites. I don't understand
it's
them.
Be a fun
I love
night.
It. Mick and Sylvie Avery and Gregory.
It's official.
It is.
The listeners have spoke.
Yes, this is absolutely awesome. I am like...
Go ahead.
I am the happiest co-host on the planet.
Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes.
The new, brand new, spanking new Ghostly Talk birthday club.
Yes, I think...
We created a monster last week, apparently.
It makes me a super happy co-host.
No, it's cool. We have a birthday announcement again this week.
Yeah.
And one of our illustrious listeners, Doug, you do the honors this
Well,
time.
I have to say, Tanya McHugh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And not only that, we got an email,
mm-hmm.
and it says, oh, you absolutely have to wish Tanya a happy
yes,
birthday.
Yes, please wish her.
Please do that.
I think the email, it actually, in the subject heading, it said, I beg of you, please.
And we're like, yeah.
And we're like, you don't need to beg, man. Why not?
It's yeah. You're of course. And mm-hmm. so, Tanya, absolutely happiest birthday.
This is Sunday, May 11th. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day.
Very
well,
special Ghostly
everybody.
Talk tonight.
Yes.
Because it's always special when we have Mick and Sylvie Avery on.
Yes.
We're going to be talking to them live. Well, live right now. They're going to be...
7:30.
Well, they're actually in the UK right now.
Oh, wow.
So we're calling the UK, which is wonderful on the Skype minutes.
Hello.
Yeah. I actually called there earlier, and the cutest little English lady answered the phone. I think it may have been like Mick's mother or somebody.
Yeah.
She was like the cutest little English lady. She said, oh, let me see if I could find Mickey for 1 second.
I mean, that's
like
Irish. Like a leprechaun.
That's like a leprechaun. Yes. That's what she sounded like. No, she sounded really cool. So are we talking to them later on, or are we talking to Todd again? Todd's dropping in.
Yeah.
Reason being is because we're going to be out next week. Sorry,
yes,
guys.
No show next week,
no
everybody.
Show next week.
This week, show. Next week, no show.
You'll be hearing replays. Whatever live stream you hear or whatever next weekend.
Yes.
Because we're going to be at Waverly Hills Sanatorium.
Yeah, so next Monday we won't have a goodie for your iPods, unfortunately. But
we could throw something in there like the whole, like half the Black Sabbath discography or something. Or
Oh, that...
I'm sure they'd love us for that.
And they'd never notice we were gone.
Yeah. So. But yeah, we're going to be out next week. Sorry, but we're going to be ghost hunting. God forbid we go ghost hunting sometimes. We will. It's nice to go ghost hunting. We're going to be doing that at Waverly Hills with Todd and the Night Watchers. Great group of people. I'll be looking forward to talking to Todd here in a few minutes. So no show next week, just so you guys know.
A personal shout out Andy. Andy, we're just absolutely speechless. Wow, all of our condolences.
Now, forgive me for saying this, but the last I heard of what happened was when Sunday came. We know they were leaving out. Kenny and Donna were leaving out to go back to Philadelphia. And the last I heard from you, when we were at the office on Monday, was that as soon as Andy got home, his father got very, very, very sick.
Right, and in Philly or somewhere over there on the eastern side of Pennsylvania.
Is that still the case, or has something...
No. Our condolences.
He passed away?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, that's Andy Kaiser, Andy and Tanya from Experimental Productions. They were just out here last weekend with us filming the next installment of American Ghost Watchers.
Yes.
The American Spirit Summit. And we heard this on Monday, and this is news to me. I haven't heard the latest news on
right
now.
I think I had known this, but I didn't.
We haven't talked.
My entire
days.
Week has been a blur.
Yeah, it's been really crazy for everybody.
And I happen to be chatting with Bonnie, who you may notice is not on the microphone.
Yeah, she's not here.
She's
got family issues too.
She's got family issues right now. So she is at home. She will.
Her relatives is in the hospital.
Right. She will try and pop into the chat rooms whenever possible.
Yeah, she'll be in and out. You guys will see her in the chat room. Us, on the other hand, we're in the studio here, and we're actually going to do a. We're just going to be focused on doing the show.
And I was chatting with Bonnie, and Bonnie happened to remind me, and said, "Oh my gosh, you have to say how sorry we are, Andy."
And I apologize to Andy and Tanya for not knowing the latest news. I've been kind of out of the loop on that, but I
you and I know. Both have been absolutely extremely.
We've
like,
both been buried with all with other stuff.
How many times did we chat?
We don't do this for a living, So.
How many times did we chat this? How many times on a normal week did we chat?
The thing is we don't. Since
we
like,
get on the messengers and things like that.
Yeah,
usually.
But we used to do like the long and probably, hour and a half jam sessions, right?
Yes.
But we haven't been doing that too much lately because we've been so just wrapped up with our personal stuff.
It has been insane.
But we're still here doing the show.
Yes.
Still, of course, we're always here doing the show.
As I was driving here, I saw
sweet fake Converse here.
As
this is the real deal, people.
As
reality.
I was traveling here today, I thought, oh, yes, I'm going in to prove my love for the paranormal yet again for 3 hours. And I thought, do you know what? There's nothing else I'd rather be doing.
No, this is, in all honesty, and this is,
because, let's
lay this show down for Andy's dad tonight. Because, we didn't know the guy, but Andy's a dear friend of ours. And we love that guy. He's done so much for us. And he's just been there for us, and so has Tanya, too. Tanya is another dear friend.
They've infused us with ideas.
Yeah, they really have inspired
creativity. They've really stretched us. Because we're radio hosts for a reason, because,
you've got to be inspired to do this stuff.
And
it's hard sometimes.
And they have really stretched our abilities and what we're trying to do what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Just amazing stuff.
Those two are very inspiring people because they...
should be Inspiro Productions. I'm telling you, they have been inspiring.
I see firsthand a lot the amount of time and effort these two put into their productions. And this is on their own dime, their own time. They travel on their own money. None of this money really, it comes out of their pockets to do this stuff. And they traveled out here, to Michigan 2 times in the last 2 months, which is a good 8-hour drive from where they live. To come and do this
and
film.
They attended a...
they've been to several conferences.
They attended the conference, Troy Taylor's Film Festival.
They were there.
Winter Film
right
Festival.
Next to us, yep.
They were there. They're attending several conferences. The AGS conference,
yep.
The American Ghost
they're gonna
Society
be there.
Conference.
They're going
to
be there.
They're going to attend that. I have one more scene to shoot. I'd completely forgotten about it until I talked to Tommy.
Oh, really?
And then this can be done in the hotel room.
No. wow.
Don't read much into that.
It's going to end up on,
it's not that exciting.
.net or something.
It's not that kind of a film.
Crazy and talk show host.
Talk show host gone wild.
Yeah, no kidding. But no, really.
They're going to be there. Then we're going to see them at the end of the year. Of course, at the unveiling of this project Mid-South.
That's going to be interesting.
South in Louisville. And we're going out to Louisville next weekend, then we'll be back in Louisville Mid-South.
I'm
going to
be in Louisville 2 weekends. No. I don't even, you know, I don't want to get into it. It'll take too long. My life, my travel schedule is, I don't know who the hell is laying this stuff on me, what reason this is going on for, but it's costing me a lot of money.
That's
right
exactly
now.
What my horoscope said today.
What's that?
It said, just ride with it, essentially.
That's
it's
essentially just, what I'm doing. I'm
let
like,
it
you know
go
what?
And ride with it.
Throw the cash to the wind and watch it blow away from you, right?
Pretty much.
Because that's what I've been doing.
Do you remember what a miserable mood I was in? Was it last weekend? Was it the very last show?
Yeah, yeah, it was last weekend.
And when I arrived,
real brick, yeah, I have to say.
Yeah, you. thank you very much. We're standing on the porch, going rah rah growl grumble grumble rah rah rah.
Which is usually what I'm doing, so I shouldn't be so sensitive to it. You're usually the voice of reason in these situations.
I was like totally miserable.
Yeah.
And when I arrived for the show. And of course, then, you know.
Well, Heather Lambert has a way of.
Totally.
I got to call her still. I forgot to call her this week.
She totally, completely changed my mood. I don't know how she does it. But.
Yeah.
I did. I had a pretty good week. Very fast. Very,
Everything's fast moving right now. Because we both, like, you know, along with sharing this show, as a lot of you know, we share our professional lives in a certain way, too. So we're both, like, just losing our minds with that. When you're affected, I'm affected. So we're both kind of like...
And vice versa.
And I feel it on the show sometimes. We're both just like... stress.
And Heather, I don't know what she did. She added some
awesome.
Magic pixie dust to the air. I don't know. Maybe she scented our microphones. Whatever she did. It worked, and it turned my mood around. This has been a phenomenal week, and it was topped off by a phenomenal weekend.
Good.
I couldn't have asked for a better week. Despite the rain, I mean rain.
No, I like this.
Well, I mean, I kind of like the rain. I like all things spring and fall, and including the rainstorms.
I love the rain.
I don't enjoy the... Now, if she could do something about the construction, you know, that would...
I don't think the Queen of Sheba. I don't think the Dalai Lama.
Right.
I don't think God could do anything about the construction here in Michigan.
No, because construction is all greed, as we know.
Yeah, and there's nothing... Yeah,
our
money is the root of all evil, so now...
Our esteemed governor here in Michigan happens to also be the wife of the fellow who somehow wins all the contracts to do all the...
Imagine that.
So,
boy, isn't that strange?
Yeah, and nobody ever looks into that or anything.
God forbid.
But, you know, hey, that's how it works. And
they're busy looking into text message scandals, which, you know, I'm not going to knock that down. I'm not going to knock that down. Because I'm going to say this live on the air, and if they, you know, if his thugs come after me, I'll deal with it. I'd like nothing better than to see Kwame just, like, get booted right out of this city.
Did you see Kwame dressed in drag?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it was great this week. Yeah. Okay, now we're talking local news. Awesome. This is no good.
You don't think that made it across the country, like the Texas?
Oh, it did. Well, I'm sure a lot of people, yeah.
There's like, people in, like, I don't know, where are we here? New Zealand going, huh?
Yeah,
And Australia, all of our Australia friends.
These text message scandals. Yeah,
that's what they sound like.
You know, he's a complete quasi-racist thief. He blames... He blames the suburbs for all the problems they have in the city.
They always have. They blame Coleman Young on. And Coleman Young was mayor of Detroit from 1872 until just...
They've been
recently.
Doing it. It's been, and they wonder why nobody wants to come down there and spend money in their city. Well, we're afraid to. Didn't I just get done telling a story about that a few weeks ago?
I spent $3.75.
But I just, when I went down there for the car show, I told the story on the air here of how poorly I was treated down there.
Yes.
And I think I spent around $200 in one day for my family. $200 American dollars I spent in that city. And they wonder why people are like, I don't want to go to that place. I'll go up north.
Right.
I don't want to go near that place because it's always been this us against them mentality. And that's what's... You know, kick him out. I don't know what to tell you. Get him out. We got to figure something out here.
You're way too frustrated for my mood.
Oh, wait. You want to hear more?
No.
This is, you're going to love this.
Okay, yeah.
Here's my story I had to tell, and I'll keep it really brief because I know there's other stuff to do tonight. But I'm heading, you know, it's Mother's Day.
Yes,
so I got up at the crack of dawn this morning. I'm, you know, gave Amber a kiss.
I was up at the crack of dawn. I took a nap. And then I was up to go to
breakfast.
That was
when you slept. Did you
I slept from like 6 a.m.
What is the dividing line between sleeping and a nap?
I don't
know. Like 4 hours or something?
It's not two.
But I got up, hopped in my car, headed back from Grand Haven over to this side of the state.
Yes.
And I mean, very uneventful trip. Just
you were waking the roosters as you were driving by.
Yeah.
Get up, rooster.
Boring drive home, which is good. A boring drive is better than an exciting drive.
Yes, that's true.
I have my brand new wipers on, which is why I'm happy for the rain. I got to see my new wipers in action, which was pretty cool. Right?
What, did you get the winter blades?
No, I just got the cheap ones, like $8 I spent for both of them.
Oh, I always get the winter blades.
The cheap ones, I don't care. They work just
fine. I love the winter blades. I don't know why.
Winter blades.
They're like thicker rubber or something, and you know.
I say they have like barbs on them. Reminds
me.
Rip the ice right off the windshield.
Reminds me of Gowan for some reason.
I get on to.
I'm glad you didn't ask about that.
Yeah, I'll ask you after the show. Okay. I get out a very uneventful trip. Get off the freeway, and I'm heading, heading north towards my parents' house. You know, and Amber always gets mad at me. For example. When we're driving and like, you know, people, you know, you're going down the road and you're doing the speed limit, everything's fine. And there's people coming from the side streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something I've noticed, a trend with driving now, at least in this state, where people just don't know how to slow down when they're coming to a side street to turn off. They come up there like 90 miles an hour and they lock the brakes up.
Right.
Now, if you're me who is like stress man 24/7, I'm looking at that going, stop, brake, do I do? I move? What do I do? Right? And they lock the brakes up and then they look at you because you're looking at them like you're an idiot because why are you staring at me? It's because, well, I didn't know if you were going to stop or not. You know, I mean, you're scaring me half to death. I had an accident when I was younger with that exact same thing. I guess I've been kind of traumatized since then. So I'm always really watching people. So, cruising up the street today, heading to my mom's house, and I'm coming along, and there's this huge apartment complex to my right. Here comes a little green Ford Focus, one of them Ford drivers.
Hey!
Little green Ford Focus comes along. He doesn't even look in my direction. He just comes right out.
Wow.
I lock the brakes up.
Yeah.
Lock the brakes up.
Yeah.
The anti-lock kicks in.
Yeah.
My butt goes like that, right? Just totally locks up like a time bolt at the bank, right?
Right.
And I am like, he's stopped now because he's scared. He saw me coming straight at his door.
Right.
So what's he do? Instead of trying to get out of the way, he locks his brakes up in the middle of the road, right?
So now you're both.
Yeah, so now I'm careening at this car, getting ready to T-bone it, and I just ever so slightly in my, I guess my, I used every bit of knowledge I have on the road to just arc the wheel just a little bit. And move the car towards the back of it. And I just missed the car.
By like millimeters.
Now, I had what my mother refers to as, I've said this before, a conniption.
Yeah.
He comes around and gets in the middle lane. I didn't know my car could do a fishtail. It's front wheel drive.
Right.
I rip my car around, get right up behind him. My middle finger locks into position, right?
Wow.
And I start screaming my fool head off through the window.
Yeah, because you are a Michigan driver.
I am a Michigan driver, and I have to uphold my duty as a Michigan driver to be as mean as possible in any event. So I see him put his hands up like I guess he thought I had a gun or something. I don't know. But he gets out of the car, and I have to give it to him. He was like, I'm very, very sorry. I'm sorry. That wasn't good enough for me, though. But here is an exercise in restraint on my part. I grabbed the handle to open my door up. My right fist was already balled up, which was what I was going to use as a battering ram on his head.
Right.
But I stopped and said, you're going to go to jail if you do this. Stop
right.
It right now.
Right.
So I just looked at him and said, I'm like, get in your car.
Yeah.
Get in your car and I just did another U-ey and sped off like a maniac.
You see, you
scared
you did
the living crap
so
out of me.
So incredibly complex because I did the same thing, only I was the one in the wrong this past weekend.
Oh, you did the same thing?
Well, not exactly. I'm
sure there's a good excuse for it, though.
Where you've got four lanes and a turn lane or whatever, and I like eked halfway into the turn lane because it was like really too close and there was no way to get fully.
Yeah, out. Okay.
And then there was a car stopped, and then I did that, and of course the car to the left of that car was still barreling down and going to hit me. But of course, I've been driving for eons and eons and eons, so I just said, giddy up, and sped up, and just zinged into the parking lot.
You got out of the way.
I got out of the way, but the people who were going to hit me, had I gone slow or been, 51 instead of 41, they of course thought it was like the absolute most absurd thing on the planet that somebody would have cut them off, and I'm like, What state are you driving in? It's Michigan. You get cut off. It just happens. You live with it. You know?
You're right about that.
Get over it, people. So I sort of, you know.
I got over it.
I saluted them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I saluted this guy, too.
I saluted
them. But this was just dumb.
They were on their way.
My point with this guy didn't even
But I just sent them on their way because had they pulled over, I would have been like,
what are you doing?
It's Michigan.
Yeah.
Get over it.
I watched this guy. He did not even, he just went, zoom.
Yeah. I didn't even look. I didn't even care.
Well, you're an idiot too, God.
It's Michigan.
It's Michigan.
You just drive and
hope
you don't get.
That was my bit of
excitement. It's no fault. No fault state. There you go.
Never a dull moment. There was my excitement.
But I had completely put that out of my mind because I didn't think hide nor hair of it. You know, I had a fantastic weekend.
Other than that one,
I went to Windsor.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I had a great weekend by leaving the country.
As any good American in Michigan should.
Yes, I got to use my passport. On the way there, I didn't get to use my passport.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't really care. He's like, yeah, what are you doing? I'm going to visit a friend. Okay, go.
Just tell them you're going to the casino. They love that.
Right, I know, because
I'm going to the casino.
Money.
They practically push your car. They tell you to turn the car off, put it in a neutral,
they'll
push
map.
You there.
Yeah.
They'll push you there.
Here's a map to it. Do you need
they don't
it
want
that,
you
eh?
To spend money on gas. They want you to spend it in the casino.
Right. Right? So, but no, I said I'm just going to visit a friend, and he's like, all right, go on.
There
so
you
I
go.
Went in, and I had my GPS all programmed, and it took me to where I needed to be.
Good.
Although I think it took me the long
way. Did you win anything?
I didn't go there. I did not go to the casino. I swear.
I thought you were going to the casino.
I wasn't. I was just going to go visit a friend.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And I had a fantastic time.
Good.
It was and I've got 3 CDs that I have to listen to.
Oh, man.
Of Eurodance.
Eurodance. I just gave you a bunch of that.
Yeah, and, well, this thing, it fits perfectly in with Alien XS.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check out these two. One more thing, we got 5 minutes before we go to break here.
Yes.
I have to get this thing out.
I mean,
sorry,
did
I cut you off? Did I? You got anything?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, here's a question I have for you, Doug. How many press releases has Ghostly Talk ever officially put out?
3, I think.
Way back in the day when we were dumb.
No, we weren't dumb. We were announcing some exciting things.
Yeah, well, they were newsworthy
they
events.
They were newsworthy events.
Newsworthy events, yeah.
And what it was is 1 year we had a lineup, January, February, March, that was just absolutely killer lineup. It was fantastic.
Well, I think some of it was for AD also, right?
Yes, that's
okay,
true.
Right.
And I was, so we had that.
And that was a pretty new, those are like world famous now. Those shows are like, I mean, not trying to sound like we're big stuff, but those are shows that when we talk, the reason I hear a lot about them. When we go somewhere, that's the first thing people go, so what about AD? Like, you tell us, you probably know more than we do, you know? But no, those were newsworthy events.
And so there was something, the 2 about them, and then 1 about just the absolute killer lineup that we were going to have in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So a couple of them.
Spectacular. And I thought it would be a cool idea to get the name out there and things like that. So it was, announcing some things. And so they were announcements,
mm-hmm.
and they were, I think, fairly newsworthy and you know, cutting edge. And at the time, there wasn't an iTunes and podcasting and like everybody on the planet didn't have a show.
Yeah.
So, you know, which, by the way, I'm not against everybody on the planet having a show because that's my favorite thing is diversity. I do.
Okay.
I think it's great.
Well, my question, the reason I asked
they
you
all
question,
can we. We cannot satisfy everybody's ears.
No, we can't.
Absolutely not.
We can't.
And we get the emails to prove it.
We're not really talking about ghost hunting. I mean, sorry, ghost more paranormal talk shows. But this is something I've been noticing, too. I guess we got to take it easy here. You know, because, well, you know what? Whatever, okay? Because we've been telling people we've been getting a little more edgy this year. And we'll stay a little more edgy this year because I think some of these things need to be talked about.
Yeah.
It's starting to get ridiculous. We got into this thing about, you know, the Glory Seekers a few weeks ago about people, you know, just basically going out and just trying to see how many, shows they can be on. Or, you know, when they're not really, okay, you're a ghost hunter. You're not a celebrity. You're a ghost hunter, right? Okay, we've been through that a million times, and thank you for the feedback on that. I want some feedback on this now. We only got a couple minutes. I want to crank through
another one.
Here is the definition of a press release.
Excellent.
I pulled it off the wonderful and beautiful world distributed wiki PD thingy, right?
Yeah.
A news release or a press release, media release, or a press statement is a written or recorded communication directed at members of the news media for the purpose of announcing something claimed as having news value. Typically, it is mailed, faxed, or emailed to assigned editors at newspapers, magazines, radio stations, television stations, and or television networks. Commercial press release distribution services are also used to distribute news releases. Blah, blah, whatever. That gets the point across, right?
The part of the news value. News value. Yes.
How come I'm seeing...
Claimed as having news value.
How come I'm seeing on my news
And we
feeds?
Get them. We get these.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we get them, too, but we also... I see them in my
and
news
And you subscribe
feeds.
To news
Yeah, my news yeah. feeds and stuff. I keep myself on my thumb on the pulse of the paranormal. I'm seeing more, less and less of, here's an idea on orbs, or here's an idea on mists.
Or here's a study that we've
yeah,
done.
Yeah, here's something we've tried. Now there's turning into press release. Ghost hunting group investigates Bob and Bill's farm.
Right.
Is that newsworthy?
Maybe to their aunts and uncles, yeah.
I've been saying...
I'm really
okay, look,
stretching.
I'm going to really lay this down. You are not in a rock band, okay?
Right.
You are not in a rock band. You don't have your own show, okay? Get as mad as you want. I'm tired of this. I've talked to many people about this, and I don't think this should stay off the air anymore. You are not in a rock band. Okay, take all the artistic photos you want of yourself in front of a tombstone. You are not in a rock band. Get it through your head. You don't need to make a press release if you're going ghost hunting. Just go ghost hunting. Have fun and enjoy it.
I agree.
Enjoy it. Why does everything have to be a media event now?
Right.
Doug,
this is
I'm going to get up and go to work tomorrow. Let's do a press release on that.
I'm on it.
Thank you very much. Send an email to us and tell us what you think. Maybe we'll do this weekly. We'll find one thing to bitch about and just send us an email.
Oh, I hope not.
No.
But I do agree.
I think this needs to be talked about.
There are...
I'm tired of it.
...some things that are newsworthy, and a ghost hunting group going ghost hunting is not particularly newsworthy.
No.
Now, if it's a specific place that is... really hard to get into or never been in before or something like that. Maybe. But if it's like, you know, oh yeah, we're going to go investigate the thing that everybody else investigated and it's been on TV and it's been on the radio.
Why is that? So, just like, if it's just like, so, it's like or ghost hunting group goes to blah, blah, blah cemetery.
Yeah.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. And I'm not wrong. For once in my life, I'm taking a stand. I'm not wrong.
Right.
Can see my face turning red.
We actually do get these.
And it's just more.
And I'm
crap.
Really, really happy that people are going ghost hunting.
Good for you, but it doesn't have to be a media event.
No.
You are not in a rock band.
Right.
You are not on whatever cable station. You're part of a ghost hunting group. You should be proud of that.
And you're not, you're not going ghost hunting with, you know, Billy and Jay in the morning or whoever.
No,
it's... You're...
Isn't doing this stuff enough? Isn't going out there and trying to learn and study this stuff, isn't it enough anymore?
And, right, and seeing what whether your camera's going to get something or if you're going to capture an EVP that you can share with people, that should be enough. I don't know.
Scott L. at GhostlyTalk.com, GhostlyTalk at GhostlyTalk.com, Doug at GhostlyTalk.com, Bonnie at GhostlyTalk.com. Don't matter. Send it to any of us. I want to hear what you people have to say about that. I'm very curious. Let's go to break. Who's coming up, Doug?
Coming up is Todd Sheets. We're going to be talking about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium investigation next weekend.
Ghostly Talk!
Power Hub Radio.
The Internet's only rock and roll paranormal extravaganza.
Special guest with us, Robbie Thomas, psychic medium.
Where is the Lawrence House?
It's in Ontario, Canada. It is a house that was owned by a shipbuilder, and it was haunted. The tools of the trade back then were baby powder. The reason being is I could see, and the kids with me couldn't, so I figured if I threw the baby powder in the air, as the spirit was walking through, it would cover it, and then they could say, oh, we see it now. The next tool was a flashlight, so we knew where we were going, and a rope, so we could tie it around so we don't get taken away by the spirit. So that
hey,
was me.
Isn't that what your last girlfriend said?
that's just a Friday night for Anthony. Baby powder, a rope, and a flashlight.
Para Hub Radio, Thursdays, 10 p.m. to midnight Eastern, on Bounce Radio and parahub.org.
American Ghost Society's 12th Annual Haunted American Conference will be held June 20th and 21st in Decatur, Illinois.
Hosted by Troy Taylor at the Haunted Lincoln Theater.
Speakers include Patrick Burns, John Zaffis, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and Keith Age.
Also, Lynn Adams, Luke Nowarski, Dale Kaczmarek, Stephen LeChance, and psychic Ken Byrne.
Don't miss this two-day event with special investigations and tours sold on a first-come, first-served basis.
To register, guys, go to www.prairieghost.com/conference.html or just call 1-888-446-7859.
Broadcasting live from this event will be the Ghostly Talk radio crew and Nathan S. and Sean B. from the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show.
Witness a special live performance on the Lincoln stage from Spectrum Men, the Atlanta horror punk band made up of real-life ghost hunters.
Admission remains the same as 1997, $50 per person.
It's the 12th Annual Haunted America Conference in Decatur, Illinois with Troy Taylor. Register now.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
We haven't switched seats yet.
Oh, man.
It's just such a natural thing,
you
know. That's all right. We're going to work on it. Todd is MIA.
Yeah.
Don't know where he's at.
So we're without Todd. We're without Bonnie.
Who else is going to dump on us tonight?
It's just you and me tonight.
Did I upset somebody? Ooh, am I upsetting you?
Yeah. You are upsetting me.
I don't like people that upset people just to upset them. They got to have a point to their ridiculousness, and I think we do sometimes.
Sometimes we
That's
do.
Why we call this show Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I am Doug.
Yeah, and we're chilling here. What do you think? Phone lines opened up. Why not?
Well, we can watch if anybody wants.
Yeah, somebody wants to drop in and make a
call in and press 1-1.
Number is 605-475-8590. When you dial in, go to the conference number 555. 1081 followed by the pound sign, and wait for one of our wonderful operators to answer the phone and put you live on the air.
That's how I when I leave here, I
well, we dial share a that phone line. Yeah,
I dial that exact number because I'm letting Ghostman Demon Hunter show use it.
Yeah, and we're sharing the phone line.
Now. Yeah, and I mean it's convenient and that
really
lets
well for
that lets me listen to their show on my trek home.
There you go.
Which is awesome. Because otherwise I'd miss pretty much all but the last few minutes. I mean, because, you know, by the time we're done visiting, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love it. I call in and listen on my way home.
We can talk a little bit about Waverly, I guess, talk about a few things. Let's finish that thought, though. We didn't get to really finish the thought, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because I did come off, I know why. Well, you know, I'm not going to apologize about being harsh, because I think it's really stupid.
I think,
God.
Press releases are...
Leave them to Madonna, for God's sake. Let Madonna. Because, you know, when Madonna does get up in the morning and eat her oatmeal,
it's
newsworthy. Yeah. As sick and pathetic as it is, so for people to think that's newsworthy. Yeah, I agree. It's pretty ridiculous. When Britney... squirts on another kid. Yeah, that's newsworthy also, right? I think it's pathetic too, but I can't argue. It's newsworthy, right? When I get up in the morning and go to work, or when I eat my oatmeal, yeah, right. Whatever, right? It isn't newsworthy. It's pointless. It's nothing to it. And the same thing goes for a group of people who want to get together and do a ghost hunt. I'm sorry, it is not newsworthy. Now, if you go to this ghost hunt, and, like...
You do stuff.
Well, you do stuff. And
you
then, like,
find stuff out.
And you find the ultimate evidence of the paranormal.
Or something even just remotely interesting.
Well, yeah. Okay. All right. I'll even go for that.
Yeah.
But I was going to say, like, if you find, like, an apparition appears in front of you, says, hi, I'm a ghost. Take a picture of me. You can have a picture with me if you want. Let's do a photo op together, right? You do this Canon... Fuji, all the companies, check it out. It's beautiful. It's the real deal. No problem at all. That is newsworthy.
Yes.
There is a very big incentive for you people out there who are just typing up your press release as I was telling that, or if you're doing it right now, listening to the archive or whatever it may be, there's a good incentive. It's going to give you, you're going to, because you're going to run into somebody that's going to give you a hard time. you're going to run into somebody like that. Be very careful, okay? I remember a time when we didn't tell people. We're going ghost hunting. We're going to meet at the haunted so-and-so at, you know, we call it the haunted around here.
The haunted X.
Yeah, we're going to meet at this place at this time.
Stroke of midnight.
You know, you're only allowed to bring one person with you.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to have a madhouse running around. We want to keep this thing kind of confined, right? That's what we used to do back in the day. But now it seems like, you know, hey, let's, you know, with Satan's website and Satan's other website and then Satan's book and then all this stuff that's out there now, people just want to announce every little thing they're doing, which we've seen. And I complained about that before.
Right.
Like I said, I'm going to go to, I'm leaving right now to go get breakfast. I'll be back later. Who cares? Who cares? Your life is not, you are not, I'm sorry, George Carlin said it best. Adults are like children. Children are like adults. There's a couple of winners and a whole lot of losers that no one cares about. I mean, fine. Get as mad as you want. I mean, get as mad as you want. Am I making you upset? Right? I mean, that's not my droopy dog. No,
I have to say.
Sorry. Am I going overboard, Doug? Am I losing my mind here? Do I need to have a Pall Mall and a coffee and chill out? You've heard me say this before, Doug, and this ties right into what's going on in the paranormal, dude. Go out ghost hunting. Get off the computer, for God's sake. Go do some. If you're going to be on the computer, analyze some EVP. Look at some photos. Log out of the account for just a little while and work on what we're supposed to be working on here. I know we have to network. I know we have to get out there and make friends and network together and do all these things. But get out. There's a time and place for that.
There
like
really
Saturday
is.
Morning at 8 o'clock a.m. where I was laying on the couch. God knows why I was up that early on Saturday morning, but I was watching Mad TV, and I said, hey, you know what? I haven't checked my Satan's website account in a little while. Maybe I should check that out. And I spent a little while on there thumbing around. Nothing else to do. Nobody goes to 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Least of all me.
I think I could issue a press release for the next time I log on to Satan's face.
You should.
You've been
there
a while. Yeah.
But that's my, you know, just
Doug logs on to satansface.com.
It's coming out. I'm sorry. It's coming out, and this is how I feel about that. And I know you feel the same way, Doug. You're just not as, you know, you're not as aggressive as I am.
I'm playing the good cop.
Oh, yeah, you're playing the... Yeah. I don't know what... I was just sitting there, and Scott lost his mind. I think he should be put in jail. But am I wrong? Kenny, we got an outside party here. Kenny, am I wrong? I mean, am I totally wrong on all this shit? Should people just live on MySpace and talk about ghost hunting all the time? Oh, I said it on the air.
Oh, you said that on the air.
It isn't how the world should run, according to me, but it's just something I see that people are just, they're so busy, you know, talking about what's going to happen. And we talk, that's what this show is for. We talk about it, right? But a lot of, the majority of the people that come on the show, they're doing it, they're out there, and that's the reason they can talk about it. They're doing it, then they're talking about it. They're not talking about it, then talking about it, and then talking about it.
Right.
They're actually, they have a story to tell.
And that's why I really like doing the show, because we're talking essentially to people who are, you know, going out ghost hunting, who have results, who are doing something interesting or unique.
Yeah.
We talk to authors who've written books, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We talk to independent movie folks who are out there
people
doing
people are out there doing
stuff.
Research, you know. And it's just, I'm seeing, it's just, it's really getting scary.
And we also talk about a lot of the fun stuff.
There's all kinds.
Because there is the networking. There is the place to
completely.
Go out and tell people.
Completely.
Oh, my gosh, we got this wonderful place, blah, blah, blah.
But
know.
I prefer to meet.
And that's
I prefer
the conferences.
Yeah.
That's the Satan space. That's, you know, that's the spot for that.
I can't tell you how many people, and I'm
like
sorry.
Like, what's ABC Radio going to do with your ghost hunting announcement?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm sorry
really.
That.
I feel bad. Because, you know, I mean, I'd like to announce all my interesting stuff or non-interesting
but nobody
stuff.
Cares.
But. Yeah.
Nobody
really
cares. I mean, like I said, we go to conferences. We get out there and meet people face-to-face, shake their hand. And that's awesome. I love doing that. But I've had a million people say, well, yeah, hi, I'm you know so-and-so from so-and-so Ghost Hunters. We've talked on Satan's website. And I'm like, I do not remember that. I cannot remember that.
Right.
Because, I mean, I've gotten to the point now with on the Internet that every face is the same to me. I mean, it really is. I am sorry to be that way, but it's just so hard. Because there's so much going on out there now.
See, I can usually remember people. I don't usually remember names.
You need to work PR for this show. Because
but I remember faces, and if I've met them,
yeah.
Usually I'll remember them. Because I somebody from Louisville Ghost Hunters, we saw them briefly. Remember at that there was that little restaurant or something, and that one supposed star was signing for $5.
Oh, yeah.
Sign the photo, and even, like, the little
kid. That stain of a human being, yeah.
Yeah, even the little kid. Mommy, yeah. Can I have $5? Anyway, so we were outside the restaurant there in Louisville, and that was going on inside, and I remember talking to some Louisville ghost hunters,
mm-hmm.
and it's not some that I had normally, you know, talked to, because there's there's that group that somehow we got adopted by them or something, I don't know, it worked out really well, and then, but then there's others, and they're like, oh my gosh, and they have fantastic stories,
and
we talked for a good, probably 15, 20 minutes, and it was awesome, and for the life of me, even right now, I can't remember their names, but then I saw them again when we were down in Louisville eventually later, and they're like, you probably don't remember. I'm like, of course I remember you. We were talking about this and that.
Because you talked to them personally.
Because they were fantastic, and they had all these great stories, and I can remember the faces. I don't remember names, though.
I'm terrible with that. And I'm not knocking networking in any way.
Right.
It's great to network. You want to get out there. Even on the internet, you want to get out there and talk to people. I still do it. But it isn't the bane of what I'm doing in the paranormal. I don't think. Is that what you're doing, Kenny? Is that what you just live on Satan's website?
No. Networking has a place and a time. I mean, like when we did the filming last weekend.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that was great. I got to meet the guys from MPI, which is the first time I've seen them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that was great. Now I was talking to Chris earlier today.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, it's good, but there's a time and place for that. I'm not going to announce it every time I'm going somewhere. Ghost hunting is what that's our core. That's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, this research and everything, that's great, and that's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But announcing, like, hey, I'm going to this cemetery this weekend, that's like looking for publicity.
That's adding to the problem.
And that was also the hardest part on some of the infamous cases that you read about.
Oh God, yeah.
If you read enough on these cases, you will also read that, and I believe it was Haunting in Connecticut is where it first hit me in the head. The hardest part was, you know, when they needed food or when they needed coffee or when they needed something, somebody would have to, you know, be the, you know, the sacrifice and run, you know, somehow run the gauntlet and get past all this, you know, media, get whatever it is, and then bring it back.
You don't want to deal with that when you're trying to do an investigation.
And it's not like an investigation is going to draw that amount of attention right
now. No, that's an extreme case, real extreme case, but
honestly, I would blow my top if like somebody got wind of it and there was a whole bunch of people waiting at an investigation. Like, because I'm so meticulous and everything's so planned out, and I have to have all of these controls. It would drive me nuts. I would go crazy like Scott.
By the time you've arranged permission, investigated the, you know, the history, you know, mundane and also the legend part. By the time you've investigated all this, arranged the permission, discussed with the owners or proprietors or whatever what you want to do there and what's going to happen, you know, charted out the territory, made a plan for all your members, and gathered up all the equipment, made sure it's all working, get in there and set up. You don't need 50 to 75 other people.
Well, it's the equivalent of what we do on the show here. When I'm booking guests and stuff like that, you know, I don't post anything on the website. Well, we do a month.
We do
it month by month.
The first
anyways,
of the month.
But I have stuff usually booked before that month.
Oh, yeah.
And but I would never post. Sometimes we have last-minute stuff happen, right?
Right.
But I confirm everything out completely before it's posted up there and go public with it.
Right.
That's the key word here, right? And we're just a little radio show. We're just a little radio show.
Come on now.
We are. We're just a little radio show. It's all we do here, okay? It's
not, we're a podcast.
Nuts and bolts like anything else is. But this goes back to the very beginning of this conversation, like 45 minutes ago, though, is just, okay, how many press releases has this radio show done? Over our
three or four,
and those were the early days.
And one was designed to really try and, you know, get some interest in the radio show and the guests that were coming up, and then the other two were to generate some interest in the guest, the specific guest that was coming up. And
we just never really got around to doing them ever because we didn't think they were that important. We never thought that
we weren't the definition of it. It's like Ghostly Talk goes on the air again next week at 7 or whatever. Yeah. Well, not.
We promote the radio
really
show.
Bad timing to
we
say
promote
that.
The radio show. We do. I do, like, I post stuff up on Alan's website. I throw some stuff up here on, you know, every once in a while on Satan's website, like once
right,
or twice a week.
Right.
Like, hey, this is what we got coming on. If you want to check it out, you know, here's how you get to the site. You know, but I don't sit there like, my thing is, that's my thing. It scares me with people is that they sit there and, again, they announce everything that they're doing with their group or not with their group, whatever it may be. I don't tell them anything else that we're doing. Aside from the fact that, okay, we got a show coming up next weekend. Here's the guest. Check it out if you want. Post it up a couple times. I don't need to do any more than that, okay? I don't think that you need to do yourself to death when it comes to Satan's website. That's just part of the issue. I think the big part, the meat of this thing was just this press release issue that I've been noticing starting to crop up lately. And it's something that's very, very disturbing.
Well, the thing with Satan's Space is you can ignore those things. You know, you can ignore those postings, those messages or whatever, broadcasts. I don't even remember what they call them now. Bulletins.
Bulletins.
Yeah, you can ignore the bulletins really easily. Although that was one of my, when I was on it all the time, that was one of my favorite things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was the bulletins. I'd read almost every one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, of course, I'd do those surveys. But anyway, so the, I was so bad. I loved them. And anyway, so the, I'm sorry, I just, you know,
no, it's
fell into
memories.
Nostalgia. But, eventually I'll get
God,
back
2 months
it.
Ago. Oh.
Yeah. That was February. I enjoyed February. And so the, you know, but you can ignore them. It's just a little thing. And people who are interested can read
I'm
it
sure,
or not. It
I'm
doesn't
sure,
matter.
I'm sure someone's going to have an argument for this. I'm sure they are. I want to hear about it, though. Again.
I would yeah,
send
I'd like
me an
to
email.
Hear,
you
I would like
you
to hear.
This? Let's hear it.
Yes, I want to announce to the world everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Why?
You're going ghost hunting. You're not a rock band. You're not playing a show.
Yeah, you're but now you're arguing already, and they haven't even presented their case.
That's what I'm seeing, though. I'm seeing.
I know.
Don't tell me this cheerleader mentality has not caught your attention. Blah, has not caught your attention either, Doug.
I've seen it happen, and yes, I always think. I wonder why.
Look,
that's newsworthy.
If you take a picture when you're looking away from the picture, like you don't want to be taking a picture of,
right?
That's what rock bands do.
Yes,
I've done them. I know. Yes. I played in a rock band. I played in 3 rock bands, and we all try. Hey, you know, I'm going to look this way, okay, man? No, dude, look at the camera. You're stupid. I've been through that before, okay? I've been through it. You're a ghost hunting group. Take a picture of yourself smiling, going, and just be nervous like the rest of us are. I don't know what else to say. It's just something I wanted to bring up.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it. It's scaring me. It scares Kenny. I know it scares Kenny half to death. I can hear him shivering over the phone line.
I'm not afraid of anything. Except you, when you grab a big stick and start beating your hand with it. You're a scary guy.
Yeah.
Oh, whatever, Kenny. This guy's like, Kenny, the Wile E. Coyote super genius guy. Like, he couldn't figure a way to MacGyver out of a situation like that.
That's true. He would probably build a portable shelter that's out of stainless steel.
It's 7 p.m.
Ah, yes, we've got to
Kenny,
go.
Kenny, hang on the line. Stay with us for a second, all right?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Yeah, we got to go to break here, and I'm glad this is over with, because I'm going to have a heart attack.
Don't forget, next week, no show. We're at Waverly Hills Sanatorium with the Night Watchers. So everybody, www.nightwatchshow.com.
Who's coming up, Doug?
Coming up, Chad Lambert.
Yes.
Finally, we can talk about his new projects, because he's been a little hush-hush, but I can't wait to hear what's been going on.
Yeah, we'll be back here in a second. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
We'll be back after this.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.